Hey everyone, and welcome back to another Thin Line Believers podcast. Steve with you this week, and you know, I'm happy to be back after a couple weeks of Adam filling in and taking the helm, and I'm sure have enjoyed the podcast that he's put out. So you get me this week, and I'm happy to be back after a little vacation with family and some other things going on, and I'm excited to bring you some words that'll hopefully speak some truth in your life and answer some questions on some certain things. And so yeah, this week I was kicking around, you know, thinking about what to speak on, and thought about the world and the worldly ways that are going on today, and the things that motivate those worldly ways. You know, have you ever really stopped? Have you ever stopped and wondered, you know, what motivates the world? I mean, what really motivates the people to do what they do on a daily basis? As a child, I thought, you know, candy, you know, for a child, candy, food, the new shiny toy, you know, was the end all be all. As we grow older and, you know, started to get our priorities into check, it grew into other things. If you weren't a believer, if you weren't raised the right way, you know, me not having all my priorities in check, it was money and women, sadly, girls, you know, growing up, dating, being attracted to them, you know, those kind of things were my two main focuses for a long time before, you know, finding the Lord. As I matured, you know, endured heartbreak, loss, you know, and the such, I learned that what really were the influences that ran the world and the worldly view on things. You know, I thought about those this week, and I tried to break them down into three different categories. You know, we all learn by having categories and lists and all that, and especially for me, I learn, you know, visually in that way, where I can remember three or four or five different things, you know, in a lesson I'm learning or in a sermon I'm learning or whatever it is that maybe I can take away from them. You know, but the things that seem to be running the world and the worldly way of life these days, you know, are the things that are driven by, for one, pride, you know, pride in the wrong things and in the wrong motivations, I guess you will. The things we see with our eyes that we covet, number two, and the things that our flesh covets. I think those three things can wrap up pretty much everything that makes us do worldly things rather than godly and spiritual things. Every day in the world, including believers, you know, are tempted with these things, these worldly tools of the enemy. In the Bible, the Apostle John spoke of the world and warned believers to fight the love of the world, to fight that, you know, that worldly view, that worldly influence, those things that so easily can pull you away and you know, dirty your spirit. It's hard to battle, you know, the tools of the enemy and the worldly view of things when the world is telling us to be greedy. You know, empower yourself, you know, make a name for yourself, get rich. You know, that's what the world is constantly telling us. In today's world, everything moves so fast, and we find ourselves having everything at the tip of our fingers with our cell phones, with our computers, with the way information moves these days. Everything is there, and everything is so accessible and to a degree, really private, which makes it easier for a lot of people to you know, do these things of the world and to dirty themselves. We don't have to wait, you know, on things. We, you know, heck, we can order most of the things that we want, and it'll just show up at our house, you know, in a matter of an hour. So whether it's, you know, Uber Eats or Amazon or whatever that is, you know, we can sit at our house and push a button on our phone and get pretty much anything that we want come to our house, good and bad. All the while, others in the world can't find enough to eat, drink, don't have enough money, don't have a nice enough house. But here we are in this worldly, consumed, prideful, you know, part that can get anything at any time and is only concerned about those things to a degree. It seems as though pride and the coveting of our eyes and flesh are way too much for many of us to contain without a spiritual, biblical view of the world to balance those things out and to kind of overwhelm those things that can bring us down and to take us out. Many choose to serve the made-up gods, if you will, of the world instead of the God of the universe who created everything. We find all these gods and idols and whatever you want to call them that we worship here on earth, and many times forget the God that created us and that then sent Jesus for our salvation, to forgive our sins and to bring us home to Him, even though the world is broken and trying to bring us, death spiritually. Looking back to the beginning, Eve could not contain the ways of the world and partook of the fruit, disregarding the instructions of her Creator. Even though we will be tempted constantly, and we will fail, the good news is delivered to us through the power of the cross, and the sacrifice made by Jesus. Paul discusses this topic and spoke of life and death, linking them both to the mind. Our spirit has been redeemed and saved by the cross. However, our mind is still our responsibility. I read that recently and it really struck with me that, we've been redeemed spiritually. Jesus came to do that and to make that sacrifice for us. But what we put in our mind, what we put in our lives is still our responsibility. And it doesn't mean that just because we were redeemed that we can do whatever we want and we're going to be redeemed no matter what. In my mind, whatever you put in is going to lead you to those paths that are going to ultimately, hurt and destroy your heart. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8 states, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. I mean, that's pretty well spelled out there, that living in the flesh, like I'm talking about, the things that we covet with our flesh, with our eyes, with our pride, are things that are counterproductive to us living in the Spirit and having that Spirit-filled life. Martin Luther once said, "You can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair." And that's exactly, what I'm talking about when I'm talking about things that we grab onto with our mind and that we pull in and that we know we can control and that we're responsible for, but we can't stop those things from flashing in front of us or, from having that attempt to influence us, but we can control whether it stays with us and whether it's something that we hold on to. The enemy is constantly putting thoughts and desires into our minds, but it doesn't mean we have to act on those thoughts and desires. When we give into thoughts, that are not godly, we feed those thoughts until they become desires, and then we act out those desires, which often lead us to sin. I think that's the pathway that we take, whatever the influence is that comes to us and however that influence is delivered to us, whatever vehicle it is that delivers that to us. A mind not governed by the word of God, worship, prayer, praise, fellowship with other believers, and accountability is a mind susceptible to the enemy's lies that will eventually destroy. The Apostle Paul used very strong language when warning, the saints about evil desires. In Colossians 3:5, he said, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry." Clearly, we can see from Paul's warnings, we are responsible for killing those evil desires that will seek to raise its head in our everyday life, because it eventually produces idolatry in our lives. It is often said, we become what we worship. And if our minds are not being governed, you know, by the Spirit of God, then we are giving place to those idols in our hearts, to those things in our hearts that are going to have that effect on us negatively. Nothing good can come from a mind that gives in to every desire. Therefore, understand that the products of the world system that we live in will always lead to death, while the products of the Spirit will lead to life. Why is it that a very large portion, you know, of the thin line career people, you know, that we talk about, firefighters, police, veterans, paramedics, dispatchers, the whole thin line community, you know, why do they struggle with these almost, it seems like more? Is it more or less for us? Does it just get magnified due to our, you know, our lives being more scrutinized and, you know, people thinking that we have to be held to a higher standard, you know, than everybody else because of what we do? I wanted this, you know, this podcast to just be a reminder to us all on the powers at work, you know, the desires we have and fight in the world. And although our spirit has been saved, it is still our responsibility to maintain our minds and actions here on earth in a broken world. 1 John 2:15-17 says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." Romans 8:6-8. "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God, does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God." I know we said that one twice, but that one just hits home with me, you know, just with how hard it is sometimes, but just a reminder of that this is what the Lord is telling us to do. James 1:13-15. "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." So, in talking and in closing, I just hope this has been a reminder of maybe some of the things that are drawing you away and that are pulling you away from a spirit-filled life and not a worldly-filled life. I know I struggle with them. I know just in my conversations with fellow believers around me, to include Adam, that we all struggle with them. But just a reminder of what those powers are at work and how they work, and that even though our salvation is in Christ and our spirit has been redeemed, that it is still our responsibility to fight those, and they're not going to quit. Like I've said in the past, that, you know, the birthmark of a believer is a bullseye, and that is exactly what it is, that the devil looks and aims dead center to take you out every time that you get to that point in your life where you feel good spiritually. So with that, if there's anything that we can do with you all or for you all, if we can get together for coffee, if you guys have questions, if you guys want to call, text us, anything like that, please get a hold of us on the podcast. You can leave us a message there, or on Instagram at Thinline Believers, hashtag Thinline Believers there. And we also have a Gmail account, thinlinebelievers@gmail.com. Reach out to us if there's anything that you need, any prayer requests that you have. And I hope you guys have a blessed week, and we will talk to you soon.